Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Welcome one and all to the KKMT Radio Network. You're here with the illustrious Dr. Rock, and we got that prescription. You know, we got that big pill to fulfill your need for what's real. Hey, we want to apologize for last week, last Tuesday on Introspect, our social commentary show. We had a couple of technical difficulties. I'm pretty sure we got everything ironed out. We got a bank of calls, and we're going to do what we usually do. We're going to start this love music because Dr. Rock is all about the love. We're going to start the show with a little love music for you guys, what we think is apropos to the situation. So, you know, go ahead and snuggle up to that loved one, pour that glass of Chardonnay, and sit back, and this is how we do what we do.
Oh,
right. I hope that you guys are not hearing as much feedback as I am. Let me open up the lines here and get my producer in here. Let's see there. Professor K, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Did you hear a lot of static in that?
It was a little bit.
Okay, maybe it was my phone. I hope it's not too bad for you guys. Again, guys, we're working through the technical difficulties. We got a great show for you guys tonight where we talk about love and relationships. And, of course, we got a brand-new co-host, and she's going to be on tonight talking about love and relationships, and that's the sensual one, Miss Imani. She's going to be on the line. Let's see if we can bring her in right quick. Let's see here. Miss Imani, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Glad to have you on the Dr. Rock prescription. You know, we got the big pill over here. We're going to try to cure all the ills of people that have love issues. If you're using love as an adjective, you're using it the wrong way, guys. Dr. Rock wants you to turn love into a verb. Show the people that you love them, you know, put some action into it and show them. So tonight's topic is Mahaba Nitango. That's right, Mahaba Nitango. Dr. Rock's going to kick that key Swahili with you tonight. And that simply means love is blind. What do you think about that, Miss Imani? Is love blind? Or do you think people have their eyes open when they get into relationships?
I think you can go in there with your eyes open, and then you can sometimes become blind. But love is definitely blind. You can get caught and get caught out.
You can get caught up in the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's such an overpowering emotion. Love is definitely an emotion, guys. It's probably one of the most powerful ones. Why don't you tell the host a little bit about yourself, and I'll probably conclude it with that dynamic stuff. But tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and that's Miss Imani.
A little bit about myself. Well, I'm working on a book. Do a little poetry.
Okay.
I'm just laid back, business minded, doing my own thing, networking.
There you go. Yeah. Let me kind of enlighten you guys. Miss Imani is going to be joining the network of Intimate Space Publishing. She's going to be a new author on in our publishing group, and she's going to have some dynamic series of romance novels coming out very soon. So you guys stay in touch. And, of course, she'll be here every Thursday. So we'll be keeping you guys up to date on that. And also we got our illustrious host from last Tuesday, and I think I got it right this time. It's Oluko. That's Sister Oluko. I hope I got it right this time. I'm going to try to work with that. She's going to be hosting every Tuesday night on Introspect. She is a vast Afrocentric with a lot of knowledge for you guys to assimilate. Hey, look here. About that Mahaba Nitango, Mahaba Nitango. I love the way that rolls off my tongue. Love is blind, guys. Let me ask you this, Sister Imani. Miss Imani, you ever sit outside of a loved one's house waiting for them to come home?
No. Fortunately, I haven't been in that position.
How about has it ever happened to you?
Oh, definitely.
How about has it ever happened to you?
Always.
Okay.
Oh, I got one.
Always. Oh, okay.
Always.
Come on. So we're going to open the lines up right quick. We got a bunch of callers in. Everybody doesn't want to talk. By the way, guys, let me give you the rules and regulations here. You're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock, Professor K, and Miss Imani, and we're talking about romance and a relationship. This is about computer love, online dating, and love in general. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, all you got to do is hit the number one on your dial, and we'll bring you right in so that you can do so. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Sit back and relax. Again, sip on your glass of Chardonnay, and we're just going to explore this this is probably one of the major topics in America today. Again, we always talk about race, religion, and relationships, and nobody wants to talk about the first two. So Dr. Rock talks about relationships because we are firm believers here at the Dr. Rock Show. We're a firm believer in the fact that relationships and that family unit is the foundation of any social order, and we got to put ours back together, guys. So we're going to be here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell your friends about it. Give them the call-in number, which is 718-508-9018, and we'll be talking about that stuff. Go ahead, Professor K. Let's kick that knowledge right quick.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know how this qualifies as knowledge. But I was going to ask anybody. Have you ever had someone waiting outside their apartment in the rain, butt naked, talking about how they so alone?
Oh, Lord. That's traumatic. Okay. No, yeah, you need to call the hospital for that person.
Exactly. That's the matter.
Yeah, I did that, and it worked. So I'm just saying.
Oh, you did it? No, so you ain't got to put out your business
okay.
out there. Don't talk about my prostate tonight and leave sister Imani alone because she's
Please.
New, so don't be picking at her because you know she's here to take your job anyway. Nah, he can't wait.
Okay.
He can't wait till he's on the unemployment line, Sister Imani.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't want to put a brother out there. I hope we all can get, you know, this conversation, this topic, and this thing going on together. So.
Yeah, why
know,
can't
I'm
we just all
put
get
nobody
along,
guys? Out. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
here for.
Trying to kick nobody into the curb.
Well, let me
exactly.
kick it off on the topic here. Like I said, he says, girl, I wouldn't let that man do me like that. And, you know, sometimes the guys will come at you. Man, your wife treats you any kind of way. Why you let her do that? I think your boy Steel Bill Withers had a song about it. What was the name of that song? Something about he was saying. Something about if you don't know what she's doing at the house. In other words, what I'm saying is if you're a true friend, you know, don't intercede in people's relationships and try to tell them what to do in their relationships. If you're a friend, just have a listening ear.
Right.
Don't try to say, well, girl, I wouldn't let him do me like that. Or, man, I wouldn't let that woman talk to me. You don't know, that girl might be overly fixating that man into a coma.
Right.
You know? That sister might be throwing them hips, making that sandwich, putting some love in it, and taking care of two kids that ain't even hers. You know?
Right.
So we need to understand that before we interject our opinions in other people's relationships. A lot of times we're looking from the outside looking in, and we don't know a lot of these things that are going on, which are very spiritual. Like I said, we ain't laying, we ain't sleeping with that person, and we definitely ain't having sex with them. So just be
right.
a friend, have a listening ear. Love is blind, guys. Love is a very overpowering emotion that can sometimes make you do things that you wouldn't think that you would normally do. In your sane mind, as Denzel would say, love will make you lose your righteous mind. You know, whether it be behind some good Putin nanny, you know, some strong phallus, you know, or whatever the situation is, some good
mm-hmm.
loving can change your mind. I guarantee you, it has gotten the rent paid before. So let's not undercut that emotion called love. It's very old.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strong. And when you're caught up in it, sometimes, I guess, you know, I mean, seriously, guys, you do become blind to a lot of things happening around you. But it's a beautiful kind of thing because I think it's you put a lot of trust in that person and you want to do that and you want to not feel as though you're going to be, you know, vulnerable, you know, around that person. So you kind of let down your guard and you open up yourself to that person. Now, we got a bank of callers, and I want to ask this question, guys. I just want to ask you guys out there, you know, a bunch of people said, I want you guys to participate. I don't want anybody to be afraid. I want you to think about it. I'm going to go back to Miss Imani, but I want to ask you guys, do you think love is blind? And give me an example of what you might, you know, what you may have experienced or heard about through your friendships and stuff like that. Now, Miss Imani, let me ask you this right quick, because we got a bank
yeah.
of calls, and I'm going to get right back to you guys in a minute, okay? Miss Imani.
Yes.
Okay. You've said some things to me before in relationships. When a
right.
guy comes to you, he's either crazy, and if he ain't crazy, by the time he get with you, he's going to be crazy. And
he's
I think what
crazy.
You mean is he's going to be caught up.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And he may be caught
when
up in the wrong
you say he's
going to
be caught up. Right, well, he's caught up in what? What is he caught up in?
I think
in
sometimes as men, they get caught up in your looks and maybe your style instead of getting caught up in your mind. And what's going on in your mind and what you're looking for, what you're about, where you're trying to go and where you've already been. So I think that's where, you know, you can say that, you know, they become blind. They're blindsided.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want. They see the wrong thing that they look. Well, they're not looking. They're looking for the right thing, but they're looking in the wrong place, so to say.
Right,
so,
yeah. Just focus on one thing.
Yes, exactly. So
yeah,
for
go
me,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, finish
your money. Oh, okay. For me, I just think that, you know, when you go into me personally, I don't want nobody to tell me about my relationship. You know, I want that to flow however necessary it has to go, whether it be bad or good, because, you know, nobody know what that man may be doing for me. He may be laying it down in between the sheets, and if that's what I like and that's what I'm coming out, you know, feeling, then let me just ride it out until I see something different.
Yeah. Let me find out for myself. I mean,
exactly.
You know, again, yeah, I may be willing to tolerate a couple of things for all
mm-hmm.
the other good things.
Right.
You know? And again, a
right.
true friend is going to understand that. Go ahead and kick that knowledge again, Professor K.
Oh, well, no, but seriously, though, I was thinking, as far as love being blind, that could be, sometimes that can be for better or worse. I mean, I know it's more oftentimes described as for worse, but it can also be for better. I mean, it can be some things that love makes you turn a blind eye to that are quite trivial. You know, for example, weight gain. I mean, looks aren't going to be there forever.
Right.
If love
yeah.
makes you blind to a woman or a man's looks fading, or they've, you know, gained a few pounds over the years, and that could be one of those situations where it's for the better. It may make
yeah.
you blind to the fact that this person's chosen profession or their earning potential is not going to be as high as some of the other brothers or sisters or men and women in general out there. So,
right.
I think
I don't know, Imani. Look like Professor K trying to keep his job tonight.
All right. I respect that.
And sometimes... And I think about a lot of times, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but I've thought about this before about, you know, people giving advice, and this might be something you want to save for later or talk about another show, but would you discount someone's advice because, A, they don't sincerely and intricately and intimately know the goings-on in the personal relationship, and, B, the one that's oftentimes quoted, that how you going to give me advice when you don't have all your stuff together?
Right.
Yeah.
So one of those, I think about, do you just discount
that's
a person's words because they don't have their house in order? Or
yeah.
Well, that's just, but that's
I agree with
I
that. Sometimes
about.
Sisters have a lot of advice, and they're living in a toxic relationship themselves, and brothers also. You know, man, like I said, and a lot of times people want to give you that bad info so that possibly they can, you know, slide into that relationship. That might be their way just to sever the relationship and destroy it so that they can slide in. I've seen it done. Hey, look here
yeah.
again, guys. You're at the KKMP Radio Network with Miss Imani, Professor K, and the illustrious Dr. Rock. We got a bank of calls. We got 713. We got 863, 816, 806. That's my bestest of friend. Hey, Miss Faye. We got 410 at the Baltimore. We got 832, 443. I want you guys to go ahead and relax. And, again, you know, hit the number one button. We want your opinion. Is love blind? Should a friend impose their opinion on another friend's relationship, or should they just, you know, take sometimes that back seat and just be a friend? Because I think it's important that, you know, we kind of have to define the term friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all of this stuff has to evolve around one thing. It's the old blues song where it says, understanding is the best thing in the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know what else, guys? I was talking to a friend of mine today about communication. You know, we really got to start communicating with each other. You know, we have to open up the lines. Anytime the lines of communication are shut down in a relationship, it creates problems. I guarantee you. Let me ask you this, Miss Imani.
Yeah.
Old boy came home 1:30 in the morning. He didn't have too much to say. Went straight to the shower. He gets in the bed, and you sit up in the bed and look at him in a very bewildered, you know, kind of stare. And he turns his back. Now, you're right. We may not talk about it tonight, but tomorrow we got to talk about it. What if he's evasive? What if he chooses not to talk about it? What's your response?
My response is that, you know, if I've been there, done that, and I feel like this, you know, I'm about communication, and maybe he will be invasive, but probably me being the person I am, I'm going to let it ride out until I'm fed up with it and it continues to happen after so long, and then it's not going to be, you know, much more tolerated for me. But I've been in that situation, and I have tolerated that type of behavior, and I haven't talked about it the next day. So for me, I would have to say to each his own, everybody has to deal with it in their own way. And my way is, you know, I may not, you know, handled it by talking about it, and it may have been avoided and repeatedly happened, but, you know, I was there. So you know, it played out until it was no longer suitable for me.
I can get with that. I want to know if you guys heard the opening song. A lot of people don't chime in until a couple of minutes after we start the show, but it says it was a ballad about love. And it says so many people take love, they take it for granted. They use the word in vain. We use the word love now today like it's a conjunction, you know, if and or but. We don't really mean that we love you, because when it comes time to show it, that's when we usually fall short. There is no understanding, no compassion, no commitment. And a lot of times, like I said, we fall short. Now, we got a private caller that just called in, and they did hit the number one. I want you to understand this, private caller. We're not trying to get your number, but we're not going to bring you in on the conversation unless you call back from an identifiable number. We're not going to deal with that tonight. We're not sure who you are and what you're about. If you're afraid to call in and show your number, we're not trying to write it down, but we're not going to have any prank calls tonight. So we're talking about Mahaba Nitango. Isn't that a beautiful saying, Mahaba Nitango? It's Kiswahili, guys, and it means love is blind. Tell your friends about the KKMT Radio Network, the Dr. Rock, Miss Imani, and, of course, Professor K. I think he's going to keep his job. We do have a male caller that wants to come in. 832-546. Is love blind? Have you ever been blinded to love?
Hey, Dr. Rock, how you doing this evening? Love is blind. Love is
pretty
blind.
Good, yeah, yeah.
No matter how you chop it up, you know, we all fall.
Yeah.
We all go to the same thing. It is blind.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to be real about it, guys. I mean, you can get caught up in that emotion so quickly and so easily that you don't think straight. It affects your job. It affects your personal life with your other friends, you know, your business, your relationships at church, your relationship at home. A preacher once told me, he says, Rock, you're a pretty intelligent guy, but did you know what the best example of your intelligent choice is? The person you roll over in the morning and smell their bad breath first thing in the morning. That's the best example of your intelligent choice. In other words, the person you choose to be your mate.
Right.
And that's why the doctor prescribes that you do 90 days. You take your time to get to know that person. Over the phone, you can do and say anything, and you can be yourself. That person can contact you at any time if you guys say that you want to, you know, commit in a relationship. And that relationship can really grow and spawn into something beautiful. But take your time. Don't meet somebody online and next week you're flying into their town. You know, you get your legs trembling and your back cracked, and you go back home and they change their phone number.
Right.
You know? You go through that about 3 or 4 times, and now you have a totally different perspective of love. And you don't realize that you set yourself up. You know, there's nothing wrong with that 90-day rule of Dr. Rock. You know, there's a lot of things, like I said, you can really get to know a person pretty well over the phone. And I guarantee you, sometimes that first 30 days, it's like it's going to be dynamic. I mean, it's popping like firecrackers. You know, everything is good. Everything is peachy keen. That second 30 days might be something more analytical. It might show you some things about that person that you might have to think about. That last 90 days, hopefully, if there is a true connection, you guys can balance off and, you know, come to some type of an agreement, you know, and move forward. Dr. Rock is a proponent of having a plan, guys. Don't just be in relationships because he's high yellow, 6'4", with good hair, and he got a house on the hill and a Mercedes Benz, and you ain't got no plan. Y'all ain't got no plan together. He's going to do his thing. You're going to do your thing. Y'all might as well stay apart. You know, come on. Okay, now, I'm going to tie this in, and I'm going to put it out there now because love is blind. We've already established that. How about is love so blind that you become a stalker? 443-540. 443-540. You ever been a stalker for love?
In the rain?
In the rain? No, just period.
Rain.
I mean, sometimes, you know, again, you know, Dr. Rock has done some things for love. I mean, I think I blew up a couple of cell phones before. I'm not going to deny it. You know, I blew up a couple of cell phones. You know, let's be real about this thing. You know, this is the key, guys. Missy Imani, let me ask you this. You meet a guy online, and he calls you at 9 o'clock on your cell phone. You don't answer. He calls your home phone at 10 o'clock. And before he goes to sleep at 11:30, he calls your cell phone once more, and you still don't answer.
Right.
Now, the following morning, you wake up and you give him a call like, everything's cool. Hey, babe, how's it going? Now, how do you think he's going to respond?
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And shouldn't he?
I don't think so. I really don't, because, you know, that's part of knowing a person. Regardless of whether you're with them 24 hours, you should know that person enough, especially if you've been with them or you're trying to get with them or you have been corresponding with them. You should know the type of person they are. And for you not to get a phone call, are you mad because you thought something had happened to me? Are you mad because you thought I was doing something? Why are you upset? That's what I want.
Okay, either way, no long distance relationship can exist without accountability.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you're going to commit to a long distance relationship, you're going to have to be mature enough to be accountable. Now, let me say this. This is a statistic a lot of people don't like to hear. 75% of affairs happen at the job. It takes about, you know, some people say 15 minutes. Of course, Professor K said it only took me 5 minutes, maybe even 3 minutes sometimes, to have an affair. It don't take that long to do some dirt.
Right.
And again, the question is, why were you not accountable? Why did you not answer your phones? And let me ask you this one, Miss Imani. You think you can know somebody in 30 days? I know people who've known people 20 years and go through divorces and say, I thought I knew that person.
No, I don't think so. I think you still, over the course of time, you always learning something about that person. You're never going to know anybody. Oh, it's people that's been together for 10 years that's still learning each other. So I don't think you can learn somebody in 30 days.
Yeah. I'm going to bring the voice of wisdom in on this. My bestest of friend, 806-777, that sweet black thing out of College Station. Hey, Miss Faye. I'm kind of long-winded because I know she over there doing something else, and it's going to take her a couple of minutes to hear my voice and actually get to the phone. Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, I'm at the phone.
Yeah, right. Give us your expert opinion on that. You called that old boy, and he didn't answer the phone. You called him 3 times. He didn't answer the phone last night. But in the morning, you know, you get to work at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and he calls you like everything's peachy keen and honky-dory. He says, hey, pumpkin. And your response is?
I just say, hey, how you doing?
Okay. Okay.
I don't take an attitude with it. I just, I'm sorry?
Okay.
I don't really take an attitude with it because, anything can happen. So I really don't jump to the conclusion, or I don't look at the negative part of it, because it's kind of like when you look for a snake, you're going to find a snake. So I really don't jump to conclusion.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to know why he didn't answer his phone? Or what was going on last night?
If we're in a deep relationship, I probably would, but just talking to somebody and kind of trying to get to know them, it wouldn't bother me if you didn't answer the phone.
Oh, no, this is a committed relationship. You guys have agreed that you guys are going to try to make this long-distance thing work and come together and become a couple.
Oh, if we're agreed and we're engaged, and then he doesn't answer the phone on several different times, I would question it. But on two, occasionally, I wouldn't question it.
Professor K, you want to chime in?
Well, yeah, I was looking through my sound today because I'm about to get ready to start booing some people because they saying all
the
right things.
I was going to say, where's the boo button at? You know, say it out for me. Now, y'all know, 777 face, she's sweet as pie. She ain't got a mean moan in her body, so she's going to always give people the benefit of the doubt because she does. She knows how to love unconditionally. We met online, we've been friends for, I would say, almost a little bit over a year now. And Faye has truly been a friend to me. And you don't find many people like that. We got a bank of callers, like I said, 863-816-410-410. 493-832-475-443-540-713-802. Hey, we got, you know, we want you guys to chime in and let us know what you think about this. We're trying to help others build strong relationships. That's what this is all about. We're going to go back to 832-546. If love is blind and you get caught up in a relationship, whereas, you know, your significant other is not communicating with you, how do you deal with that, 832-546?
I asked them, what's the problem? You know, we're not finna sleep in the same bed tonight. We finna find out what's wrong, because you ain't communicating with me and I ain't done nothing to you. Then, hey, you need to sleep on the couch. I got to get up to work in the morning. Okay?
Okay. What about if that person says, I don't want to talk about it?
What do you mean you don't want to talk about it?
What if they give you that dead air? They just get quiet.
I'm going to ask them, what's the problem? This is not the way to have a decent relationship. When we got involved in this, you said communication was the key to keeping this relationship going. We need to communicate tonight. If not, somebody needs to pack their bags and let's move on. Because you ain't going to be angry with me.
On the first incident, you ready to pack it up?
No, I didn't say the first incident, but...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but I agree. You know, we have to have... Dr. Rock calls it transparency. That's what happens in those 90 days, guys. You and that person have to become transparent. You got to be able to talk about anything. Because as soon as you come to a person with a whole bunch of secrets and dead air conversation, they start immediately thinking something's going on. You know, you got to be able to be open and honest. And that means, Dr. Rock says this a lot of times, when you want to get into a relationship with someone else, the first thing you need to do is take some time out for yourself. You got to know that you're ready to be in a relationship, because everybody's not. They just think that they are. We had a show about that. Remember, Professor K? We had a show about that. Everybody thinks that they're ready to be in a relationship, but the first thing that comes out of their mouth is that it's all about me. If it's all about you, you need to stay by yourself, because relationships imply two becoming one,
right?
Not something that's, you know, just all about you. It implies two people coming together to build something great and being not maybe equally yoked, but being in agreement. We have to work together, because when we work together, we can achieve all things. Two people working together today is a beautiful thing, guys. The problem is there's so many social dynamics out there about equality, I got a job and I make more money than you do. You know, all these things come into play when all we're talking about is I love you. That's all I'm talking about. You know, if I can accept you where you are, your station in life, you should be able to accept that person. And if you can't, again, love is a verb. If you don't give love, that's usually why you never get it back. Because some of us just don't know how to give it. I mean, we literally, we got a whole bunch of roadblocks. We want to turn every little molehill into a mountain. Everything is a big issue when we can just have a smooth sailing relationship as long as we're open for communication and we're upfront and honest. Sometimes we're like that. Sometimes we're not. And it can't be correct. It can't be perfect all the time, guys. Dr. Rock is not prescribing the fact that love is going to be perfect. Again, my mother used to always say, when things don't go right, that's when love fills in the blanks.
Right.
You know, so sometimes we got to just kind of weather the storm. You know, 540-479. You got your hit the number one there. You want to chime in to Dr. Rock? We're talking about Mahabanitango. That's Kiswahili for love is blind. Do you think love is blind? 540-479. Okay. Again, that's the situation. You know, a lot of times people are even afraid to communicate about relationships. Now, if we were talking about SEX, the phones would be blowing up. I mean, literally. But, you know, we're talking about just fixing some relationships and making some things work here, because that's what we got to do. In fact, that was Sister Imani. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, that was you. 443-540 is the number. That's the one I was trying to bring in. 443-540. You're at the KKNT Radio Network. Is love blind?
Yes, greetings. This is Oluko. How are you?
There we go. I finally found you. I thought you were the 540 number. I was switching them up here.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, old age. How you doing today,
okay.
Sister Oluko?
I'm
I got
well.
Your name right. The beautiful
yes,
Oluko. Hey.
I'm well.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is love blind?
Yes, ma'am.
I think that it is or it can be, but time definitely can pull away the curtains. My
mm-hmm.
mother always said, you know, give yourself a year, four seasons to see the person in each
mm-hmm.
particular season. I think that your comment about spending time with yourself is very important because during that time you can set up a set of non-negotiables, things
mm-hmm.
that you know that you just will not tolerate. And then some of those things that you may go with or may not go with, you know. And once you establish those things, when a person comes in that particular place, you can say, you know what, these are my non-negotiables. If you can't deal with that, then it's not going to work. And that
okay,
starts
hold on
off
a second.
As a place.
Hold on
mm-hmm.
a second. Hold on, 863, we're going to be coming to you, but I think Sister Oluko and I need to work out some things because Dr. Rock is of the opinion that when you spend that time with yourself, the first thing we need to understand is that that person is a totally different entity.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to feel and believe what they believe because of their life experiences. So if we disagree on something, I don't have a problem with us disagreeing as long as we can communicate about it and there's no secrets. We have to be transparent again. But I don't know if it's going to be good for me to sit up here and create a list because we had a show about the list, too. Remember the Bougie Sisters, Professor K, creating those lists? Yeah, we had a show about that. And we got a bunch of calls about that one and some emails. But we don't want to set up it's kind of like the prenuptial. The prenuptial states literally that, okay, we're in a relationship, we're going to get married, but just in case it don't work, you know, we're going into the thing with the opinion that this is not going to work. Everybody is not going to be able to fulfill every item on your list. That's why we set ourselves up for the impossible mission. Go ahead, sister.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying clearly the non-negotiables could be I can't deal with anybody that smokes cigarettes. Or
mm-hmm.
I can't deal with anybody that has a record of beating women. Those
mm-hmm.
are the things I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just some generic things like you have to make over $100,000. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is if I smoke cigarettes now, does that mean I can't stop?
No, that's not what I'm saying either. What I'm saying is for an individual person, for them to say, these are my non-negotiables. I'm not saying that it has to be cigarettes. I just kind of put that out there at this point. I don't believe in having, like, a long list. I think that for a person to have inner reflection and say, you know, maybe these are some things that I know that I'm not willing to deal with. And I don't think that list should be, like, 20 things. It could be just three or four major, major things. Like, for me, it's very, very difficult for me to be in a relationship with somebody, because I'm a vegan, that eats meat. It's very
okay.
difficult for me. So
yeah.
I'm not saying that's not one of my non-negotiables, but for me to tell that person that and to be able to communicate with them, that's important. And when you were talking about, you know, you came home late and it's 1:30 in the morning, maybe that person does not want to talk, but I need to make it very clear to the person when they don't talk, it stunts growth and that I
yeah.
may react in a way that might not be
suitable
again. For the
say
relationship.
Again,
I may
that,
react
please.
In a way I may react in a way that may not be suitable for the situation, for our situation. If you react this way, you need to understand that my reaction may be this way, and it may not be conducive for our relationship if you don't talk to me tonight.
When you stop communication, the relationship, the growth of that relationship is being stunted. Thank you, Sister Oluko. Hold on a second. We got to get 863 in. 863-816, we're talking about Mahabani Tango, which is Kiswahili for love is blind. Do you think love is blind?
Would that be me?
863, that's you. 863-816.
Okay. I'm talking on another phone. I have no idea what the number is because I just got the phone today. But anyway,
oh, okay. How are you tonight?
Well, I am just fabulous. And I am so, you know, this subject makes me sweat. It makes me sweat. And the reason makes me sweat is because, God, you know, who's really made for each other? You know what I mean? We all in this game. It's like it's a trial and error type situation. And so two people are different, man from Mars, woman from Venus type of vibe. And as you said, communication is very important. Most people do not know how to communicate due to the fact that the environment that they were brought up in, 9 out of 10, the mama's working, daddy's working, ain't nobody home. They ain't really have nobody to communicate with. People don't sit down at the table and eat dinner anymore, you know. So it's not really a good arena. But what we have to find out is what's important to the person you say that you care about. And if I say to you, you know, baby, I need to talk to you about something, or, you know, hon, I mean, I called you like 3 times last night. I mean, what's the deal? Because I want to know what the deal is. Okay?
There you go.
I believe in being sweet, too. But, you know, like, if I call you like 2, 3, 4 times, I'm not being honorary or hateful. But, boo, where was you? Okay? Because I know that you want to know the same thing about me, and that's just keeping it real. So I'm not saying it's like a trust thing, but if I ask you, well, if there's nothing going on, then I'll feel like you should tell me. But on the other hand,
there you go.
If it is
exactly,
going
I should
on,
be able to get an answer. If everything is, why are you offended with me asking you a question if there's nothing to hide?
Exactly. And I'm not being, you know, ugly. But then on the other hand, that if it is something going on, by all means, tell me that too, because, you know, I'll just tell you that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday gonna be mine. And if she won't leave, then we gonna share. So, you know, we just need to know what the deal is. That's all.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
The parameters. Yeah.
And you know what that is?
Set up
that's
some parameters. Go ahead.
Well, what that is, that's part, you know, I really like that because but what that is, that's part of what you said earlier, accountability, but that's also acknowledgement. I mean, you might not want some long, drawn-out explanation as to what happened. I mean, you say, for example, if, you know, people, that's why I was joking earlier, not saying I'm a boo people, you know, because, you know, everyone's saying the right things. And that, like I said, that might be exactly how they feel. And me, I've never been a jealous kind of guy or anything like that. But just say if I call you all these number, you know, all these number of times and you know, you come in the house and you don't even acknowledge that I called you, my first thought of that you might be injured or hurt, that's out the window. Now that I know that you're okay. Now it turns into annoyance because you didn't even acknowledge that I called you that many times.
Right.
I mean, what if something were wrong with me or something wrong with our family or something wrong in our house and you didn't even acknowledge that I called you, you didn't acknowledge that you ignored my phone calls? I don't need some long, drawn-out explanation. Just acknowledge that that was a phone call because then that person feels slighted, they feel disregarded, they feel disrespected, and they don't have to be insecure to think that. But you were complicit in setting up a situation, even if it's short-term or part-time, for that person feeling in that moment insecure, disregarded, disrespected, because you didn't take accountability and you didn't acknowledge the fact that you completely disregarded them for that length of time.
Yeah, exactly. They could have needed you for an emergency.
Right.
And even if it was an emergency, it is important, it is incumbent upon us, guys. Dr. Rock is going to tell you guys, sometimes we always want to blame what we call insecurity on the other person. But what we fail to understand is sometimes we create that air of insecurity in the relationship. You not being accountable creates that air of insecurity. And it's incumbent upon you, the individual, to make that other person feel secure in the relationship. Sometimes if you're just insecure, ain't nothing I can do about it. If you love that person, yes, it is. Dr. Rock has always prescribed the if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they move from out of town to Houston, Texas to be with me, and I'm an individual, I'm a businessman. So if I'm out doing business, I'm going to put this on myself. I'll tell my spouse, look, at 9 o'clock I'm going to be in the house, or if I'm not, I'll call you and say, look, I'm still out. This is where we are. If you want to come out, come on out. If you don't, let me wrap this up. As soon as I get in the car, I'll call you on my cell phone, and we'll talk till I get home. this is my way of trying to make that person feel more secure. I'm taking it upon myself to make that person in the relationship feel secure. And we got to do these things, guys. Pookie, we got to put in some work in this relationship. We go to the plantation and Master Gilmore, and we give him 150%, and we come home and we think everything's supposed to be peachy keen and honky dory just because you gave me some lucky. That's not all cure. We got to get bigger than this, guys. By the way, 832-475. You're a new caller. We would like for you to chime in. Hit the number one and give us your opinion on Mahaba Nitango. Again, guys, you're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock. We're going to be doing Computer Love every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in number is 718-508-9018. We also do a social commentary show with Sister Oluko on Tuesdays called Introspect. Come and take the journey, please. We're asking you guys to let people know about it. We can accommodate about 50 callers, and if we get that many, we between the professor and myself, we should be able to accommodate that. We definitely want to welcome Miss Imani, the sensual Miss Imani. She's going to be doing the Computer Love show with us and helping us understand relationships. She's going to be a new author in the Intimate Space Publishing Group. So, again, guys, I'm going to ask some hard questions. I know everybody's getting scared. This was coming at you, Miss Imani. Okay. Brother ain't acting right. He repeated the cycle. He did it again 2 weeks later. Came in at 2 o'clock, same process. What do you do?
I'm going to have to say for myself, and this is just me, my personality, I would probably just let it go and not say anything. I probably wouldn't say anything. And
you let it go twice.
I would let it go 3 or 4 times, and I, you know, my personality, probably that wouldn't
be
enough
to
have me fed up. Of course.
Would you still be making love to him?
Of course.
Even if you may think that he's having sex somewhere else?
I would ask
that. You know,
age kills. Oh yeah, I would definitely know. And this is what I'm saying. I'm not. You know, I'm not insecure, so I feel like this. A person knows body language, everything, and all that. And I feel like this. I'm going to ask the person, are you cheating? I'm going to take their word for face value that are you cheating? Are you having an affair? Are you out there doing anything? And I will hope that that person respects me enough to be honest about that. But for me to say that
not.
I will argue
not
or
be honest. 9 times out of 10, Sister Imani, they're going to tell you a lie. Don't they always say no when they're doing it? Who's going to say,
will,
oh, yeah, baby, by
know,
the way, I was over at this old girl's house, and she put on this little maid, French maid outfit for me, and I was making that leg trembling, cracking
no.
that back, but I'm home, so what's up?
I don't even think it would have to be that because, you know, over a course of period dealing with somebody, you know what their behavior is. You know their body language. So it's not even a matter of a person. You can ask a person. That's on them whether they feel like if they're lying to you and it's going to fly by. Me personally, I mean, I'm a very tolerable person, but am I still going to make love to him? I'm going to make love to him, but I'm going to be cautious at the same time. But, you
okay.
know, when it's over, you know, and that's just how it is.
The key
but,
is,
I'm not
the key
insecure.
Is you will never know
gonna,
another person totally. That's the
I'm
truth,
not
going to
sit around and worry about, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, Missy Money? Most of us don't even know who the hell we are. We haven't even been on that introspective journey yet.
You
so
right.
please, don't fool yourself and think you know another person.
Oh,
don't
I,
ever
I don't,
do that, God.
I doubt if I know a person, but, you know, it's a matter of what you're willing to deal with and what you're not. And, you know, that's why I don't put
right.
myself out there to deal with a lot of people. So if you respect me and you know me, then you'll know what I'm going to
mm-hmm.
tolerate and what I'm not going to tolerate because I don't have to be in anybody's presence and I don't have to be
right.
with anybody.
Okay, let's deal with it this way, guys, because with Dr. Rock, we always do solutions. How do you fix a situation where the communication is broke down? And we're going to go ahead and start with Professor K. How do you fix a situation where the communication is broke down?
Well, I guess sometimes it goes without saying that sometimes the situation is, in effect, beyond repair. But for a situation that might can get some repair, then I'm always under the impression that you can only do what you can do, and you can only do all that you can. So when you take that first step in order to try and communicate and say, okay, I'm gonna relay to you, this is what's happening, this is how it's making me feel. So what can we do to try to work on it? How is it making you feel? I mean, how do you feel the tone in our household is? I mean, I don't feel as happy as I once was, and I want to see if we can be as happy again. I mean, how do you feel about that? Now, that's the only step. Yeah. That's the step that you can take. And if they don't reciprocate, then that's when you start having to kind of weigh your marbles, so to speak, and see if it's worth trying to salvage, because it just might not.
Exactly. Sister Oluko, he's still not communicating with you. There's a lot of dead air. He's keeping things to himself. How can you rectify that situation?
Again, I would make it very clear to him that what he is doing is impeding the progress of our relationship. And I would say to him, do you want it to go forward? Because the actions that you are committing right now are not actions that display that you want to move this forward. And it will impede my communication with you. And it's just going to pile up and pile up and pile up, and we're going to be at an empty place. So I would just look in his eyes and say, be very clear about what you're doing and understand that it is impeding us. It is impeding the progress. I've had to do that. I've had to say, I can't do this anymore. I've had to say that to a couple of very wonderful gentlemen, but they refused to communicate with me. And I said, you know, I'm clear about what you're doing. I understand that this is something that you can't do. You can't communicate. So therefore, I'm going to have to make the decision and move forward without you.
There you go. Ration and logic. That's the process, guys. Thank you, sister. 863-816. 863-816, we still got that breakdown in communication. How do you attempt to resolve that?
Would that be me?
I mean, yes, ma'am. What is it you think you can do in a relationship to make that that lack of communication, spawn back to the way it used to be?
Look at my face. Do I look happy?
Sing it.
Yes.
Do I look happy?
Is that
going
to make a difference?
You know, I mean, do you want this or what?
Touche.
Where we going? You know, where we going? Let me know. And I'm going to tell you, I have had to do just that. And you know what? I am so real, because I really feel that if this ain't working for you, I know it hurt. Boo, I know you love me. I know you love me. Who could not love me? But if you feel
Touché.
Like you have
Come
to
on,
go,
man. Real.
Go.
There you go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to love you from over here.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
I know it's hard to shake loose from me, but somebody else is stronger, and I respect that. I do.
Yeah, and that.
And I've been like this all my life.
That may help that person become a better mate the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, guys, we got to prepare ourselves for this relationship thing. It is not an easy task. You have to be ready. You have to prepare yourself. You can't wear your emotions on your shoulders. You got to be resilient, confident in yourself, so that you can bring that to the table. Let's get Sister Imani. We want to understand exactly how you feel about love and relationships.
How do I feel
and
about
what,
love and relationships?
Yeah, what words of advice can you give our guests? Again, tomorrow we're probably going to get a couple of at least about 50 to 100 listeners on this show. We just want to give a word of advice out to people about relationships. What tidbit can you leave us with? I mean, I got from Sister Oluko, don't impede the communication, because it impedes the relationship. Yeah,
right.
That's a good one right there.
No, I respect that, and I respect that. I can appreciate what she said, and I'm not saying for anybody to tolerate being mistreated or misleading them to stay in a relationship that they feel is not a relationship with communication. I'm saying for each individual that, at you know, some people's tolerance of patient is more than others,
yeah.
but
yeah,
communication
sure.
is very important. But you, and when you love somebody unconditionally, love somebody, you
right.
know, with all your heart, but don't be no fool either. And, you know, communication is a big part of having a relationship. And if you can't communicate with that person, then you need to go. You know, you need to, you know, find you somebody, because shutting down and it's not going to work for neither one of you. It's only going to, you know, cause a lot of unnecessary heartbreak on both of you. So I'm just a true believer, and you tolerate as much as you can, but don't never let anybody hurt you emotionally or make you feel a certain way about yourself by being disrespectful, coming in late, and not, you know, respecting
the
fact
that
this person
is here
waiting for you.
The best thing that you can do, please understand this, you have to know who you are, you have to be confident in yourself, and in being, and through your confidence, you can give love unconditional. Even if that person is not quite maybe satisfying you or giving you the love that you want, you're able to give that love unconditional, so that if the relationship doesn't work, you know that you did the best that you can do. You've loved with all the love that you have in your heart. Don't play with this love thing, because it can be real. Because Dr. Rock wants you to know, at the KKMT Radio Network, where we talk about computer love every Tuesday, Thursday night, we got mad love for you guys. See you guys next Thursday.
Is out of love in you. No one else can make me feel the kind.